Those were written by Joe.
Art's going to take over talking from here. This is Blues
Jimmy
Country.
Bainbridge is from Cedar Key on your left, and this is Nancy Levine, fingerstyle champion from Jacksonville, Florida, fingerstyle on the guitar. And this is Joe Rena from Lutes, Florida, down near Tampa. Is that right?
Yep.
Lutes. Don't say Lutz. They
LA.
Don't like that.
I'm from L.A.
From L.A.
Lutes area.
The greater metropolitan L.A. I'm Art Crummer from Gainesville.
Thank you.
And this is Blues Country.
One, two.
Thank you.
One, two.
And where have we got the bass?
The bass is on the bottom.
And do we have bass vocal?
We do political songs. The one on the right is on the left, and the one in the middle is on the right, and the guy in the rear. You can buy his vote.
All right, we're going to start with a song called It'll Be Me, or as Art wrote it this morning, I'll Be Me.
My mom said, just be yourself.
Are we with everyone?
No.
Okay. If you hear somebody knocking at your door, if you feel somebody crawling across your floor, honey, it'll be me. I'll be looking for you. If you hear a foghorn calling in the night, if you see somebody hanging round a lamppost bright, honey, it'll be me. I'll be looking for you. I'll be looking in the city where the lights are blue. I'll be searching in the country, all the haystacks too. If you feel something hanging from your fishing pole, lump of sugar in your sugar bowl, honey, it'll be me. I'll be looking for you. All right, now play it pretty. Something hanging from your fishing hook. If you find a funny face in your comic book, honey, it'll be me. I'll be looking for you one more time. I'll be looking for you. Thank you. I don't know if you've met the band. Did they meet the band? You have met the band. Where was I? I must have been drunk. This next song, we're going from the theme of stalking to the theme of how to get rid of a man that you don't want. This song is by Ida Cox, a blues woman of the 20s. And the song is called Wild Women Don't Get the Blues.
1926.
I hear these women talking about their monkey men, about their no good boyfriends and their two timing friends. These poor women sit around all day and moan, wondering why their no good papas don't come home. Wild women don't worry, wild women don't have no blues. Independent woman, I got a mind of my own, and if my man don't like it, he can find another home. I get full of good liquor, walk the streets all night, go home and throw my man out if he don't act right. Wild women don't worry, wild women don't have no blues. All right, I'd get wild. Shoot, you call that wild? All right, talk to me. A man don't ever be on the square, 'cause if you do, he'll have a woman everywhere. I was never known to treat no one man right. I keep my man working both day and night. Wild women don't worry, wild women don't have no blues. Women, just you listen to me. You've got to throw your man out if you want to be free. I'm going to tell you something I wouldn't tell you, no lie. Wild women are the only kind that really get by. Wild women don't worry. Wild women don't have no blues. Wild women don't get the blues. What are you looking at? Well, we've heard from the distal side, distaff side of the coin here. Can coins have distaffs? I don't know. And Art is going to respond with a song called Answer Phone Blues, which puts it from the male point of view. And this isn't... Well, you know, it's like this. In blues mythology, the women are supposed to go to... When women have the blues, they hang their little heads and cry. And when men have the blues, they get on a train and ride. But in this age of technology, there's more often a sort of technological interface in between the musician, singer, blues man, and his feeling of distraught. And Art is going to
respond. Thank you, Professor.
To
Yeah, even in Marjorie Kennan Rawlings had these stories when a little boy started to get of a certain age. Like when he'd disappear for a day or two, they'd all say, well, you know, he's growing up and he'll be a man soon. He's just rambling. And it was just assumed that that's what men did when they needed to.
But real men answer phones, yeah.
Woke up this morning about a 2:30. Thinking about my baby, it was making me blue, Lord, Lord. I got them rambling blues. Pick it up. I called my baby, got the answer phone. She said, leave a message, cause I'm not at home, Lord, Lord. I got them rambling blues. Now looking out the window, 3:30. Bright moon shining on a dead oak tree. Oh, Lord, that's what it's like when a man feels blue. You know, my eyes got blurry. I had a runny nose, but then I felt a little tingle down in my toes. Lord, Lord, I got them rambling blues. Now they said when a woman gets the blues, she'll cry. But when a man feels blue, catch a train and ride. If I feel like crying, Lord, my feet hurt too. And that's what I did with the rambling blues. Well, I walked all night in the falling rain. Scratchy feeling moved up to my brain. Lord, Lord, I got a case of them blues. You know, I strolled on down Psychiatric Lane. They said, you got the blues, boy, you ain't insane. Lord, Lord, you got them blues. All right, Joe. Made the world, he made it round, made my feet and a lot of ground. Oh Lord, Lord, I got them blues. Got to, I call you, you're never home. That's why this man's got to roam. Lord, 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 you know I got them. I got them.
Song. Number three.
Okay, yeah. For our fourth song, we'll do a song called Number Three. Written kind of jointly by a woman named Becky Kimmons and myself. It's going to start in. Now, watch the harmonica player very carefully. He needs to know what key it's in so he knows what harp to get.
But
we're
going to
modulate. We're going to start in C, then go up the alphabet, kind of in alphabetical order. Right? Gamma, delta, epsilon, and so on.
Starting in C.
C, D, E, F, G, and then we'll probably stop somewhere when it wraps around mod 13. It's called I'd Rather Be Your Number Three than your number one or two. I used to be your number one. That was more than I could do. This is your part, and we'll start out by teaching it to you. Because even if your number two, well, it's two. It's just a step to one. I'm going to stay right here at number three because I'm having lots more fun. And the short title of it is Number Three. And the name of the three song is called Three. I'm trying to remember how it starts is the problem.
It starts with a one and a two.
A one and a two.
That's very good.
This is Joe Arena,
our mathematician,
and our spiritual leader over here, Jim Bainbridge, is going to try to get us started here. Here's the chorus. I'd rather be your number three than your number one or two. I used to be your number one, that was more than I could do. Yes, even if you're number two, well, it's just a step to one. Gonna stay right here at number three, cause I'm having lots more fun. No more monitor and get my guitar and a monitor, I can't quite hear where I am. Do 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 do. Thank you. Well, when I was your number one, I'd always fix your car. Read books on Mars and Venus, and then I'd cut your yard. But then you moved me down a notch when you married my friends too. To my, oh, my gratitude for helping me reach two. Here we go. Well, I'd rather be your number three than your number one or two. Now sing it. I used to be your number one. That was more than I could do. Yes, even if you're number two, just a step to one. I won't stay right here at number three because I'm having lots more fun. Do-do-do-do. As number two, I'd visit you and listen to your songs. Complaints about your husband and the things that he'd done wrong. Why, once I even hid in your closet behind my old friend's shirts. I'm telling you that number two is more trouble than it's worth. Well, I'd rather be your number three than your number one or two. Oh, sing it. Used to be your number one. That was more than I could do. Yeah, even if you're number two, just a step to one. I will stay right here at number three because I'm having lots more fun. Do, 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 do.
Good, Joe.
You can hold several of them in your hand at once, can't you, and still play it?
I can try.
Sometimes a gal who was my pal, she'd wink and smile at me. Say, take a whirl, boy, try this girl, come stepping out with me. I'd say, I'm sorry, but I'm number two. I must keep my time free. Now there are certain benefits to being number three. Well, I'd bowl with Stu, I'd buy the lunch, I knew you was there with Will. The three of us go fishing, we are good buddies still. Now you might think this peculiar, the way things seem to be. But I've tried all the positions, and I like number three. We'd rather be your number three than your number one or two. Everybody, I used to be your number one. That was more than I could do. Yes, even if you're number two, well, it's just a step to one. I'm gonna stay right here at number three because I'm having lots more fun. Ha! There was many a time and I'd sit and pine and I'd worry and I'd stew. I'd wonder where's my baby gone and doing what the who. But now I'm free, I'm a number three and I'm as happy as can be. Cause when my baby is sneaking around, she's sneaking around with me. But I'd be your number three than your number one or two. I used to be your number two. That was more than I could do, yes. Even if you're number two, well, just step to one. I'm gonna stay right here at number three. Good. Cause I'm having lots more fun.
Let's hear it for Joe.
Well done, man.
Number three business puts me in mind of a song that actually we practiced 10 minutes ago, so we're going to do it for you. This is called Living on the Edge.
G. Only one?
Just one key.
It's so boring. The midnight train runs through my head. I'm bound to slip it in two. If I don't hear from you, my friend, I'm not gonna come unglued. I'm living on the edge, living on the edge. It's the thin edge of the wedge that's living on the edge. Thank you. sit here waiting by the door. I want you by my side. The moon makes shadows on the floor. There is no place to hide. I'm living on the edge, living on the edge. It's the thin edge of the wedge that's living on the edge. Dogs of dawn bark at the moon. It's time to shut the door. An empty bed in an empty room. I wish I never was born. I'm living on the edge, living on the edge. It's the thin edge of the wedge that's living on the edge. It's the thin of the wedge that's living on the edge. Thank you. We're going to try a song that Bessie Smith made famous. It's
Two songs. We're fine. Two songs.
Okay. This song is called You Been a Good Old Wagon Daddy, But You Done Broke Down. I should say that it's a song that's in response to all those songs that compare women to automobile parts. Good old wagon, Daddy, but you done broke down. Listen here, pretty papa. Just get out of my sight. I'm calling it quits now, right from this very night. When you was in your prime, you used to like to ramble round. You've been a good old wagon daddy, but you done broke down. When the sun is shining, that's the time to make hay. Automobiles are all the rage. You can't make your wagon pay, no way. Nobody wants a baby when a real man can be found. You've been a good old wagon daddy, but you done broke down. Get your wagon, Gerard. Go down to the blacksmith shop, get yourself an overhaul. There ain't nothing about you, babe, to make a good woman wanna ball. You know you've been in your prime. Don't sit around and frown. You've been a good old wagon daddy, but your dad broke down. Ain't no use in complaining or to make a big show. This this man here knows more about loving than you will ever know. Yes, he's the king of loving. A better man just can't be found. He's a good old wagon daddy, and he ain't broke. Good old wagon daddy, and he ain't broke. Good old wagon, and the best part is he ain't broke down. Thank you so much. We're going to end this this wonderful set by playing
a great crowd.
A great song.
This is by request by a lot of people that are musicians that are in the campground. It's in a key of G. It's a lot of fun. You get to stay up and play music all night long, sleep for 3 or 4 hours, and then come out and play again. This is called I Got to Get Up Every Morning Just to Say Good Night to You. Out all night with some strange guy, you wake me up, it's a 5:30. Seems like running around is all you do. Well, it's getting pretty plain to see the night owl you've turned out to be. I gotta get up every morning just to say goodnight to you. One look in your bloodshot eyes and my head starts to hurt. You come home with alibis when I get home from work. Well, I've had about as much as a man can take, gal. You gotta stop staying out so late. I gotta get up every morning just to say goodnight to you. My alarm clock rings and there you are, falling out of someone's car. You told me you'd be home by 2:30. Well, the break of dawn is your best friend. I'm telling you, gal, this had better end. I gotta get up every morning just to say goodnight to you. For you to change your schedule, that's something that I doubt. Every day I punch the cards about... Punch the clock. Time that you pass out. Every day I punch the cards, clock, or whatever it is, about the time that you pass out. Well, my morning coffee's your nightcap, you
little old night maniac.
Thank you every morning just to say goodnight to you. I gotta get up every morning just to say goodnight to you. Thank you very much, Blues Country, Nancy Levine. And we've got a couple of CDs at the Foff thing if you're interested. Thank you for your attention.
Thanks, folks. Thanks.